Chairperson Norville. Vice Chairperson Kelly.
Here.
Member Carter.
Here.
Member DiLoretto Long. Member McClellan. Member Salo.
Present.
Member Thomason.
Present.
A quorum is present.
Okay, first item here, let's do the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, approval of the minutes for the past meeting. I guess we got three people here. Were you all three people here at the last meeting?
I was not.
I was present.
I was here.
We could call Harlow if we want to and have him on board if we want to.
We can just approve him the next. We just approve him the next meeting.
Can we just approve the minutes? Okay. All right.
I move we approve the minutes of August 17th, 2011 meeting.
Were we going to approve the next meeting?
Yeah.
Is it the next meeting?
Okay.
Yeah. Mr. Carter, would you rescind your...
Yeah, forget that motion.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Well, we'll approve the minutes next meeting here. Modification of the agenda. The chairman reserves the right to modify agenda in order to most effectively process the agenda items. Well, we don't have any agenda items, so we're not going to modify it. Item E is public comment. Members of the public who wish to address the airport authority may speak on agendized and non-agendized matters related to the airport. Comments are limited to 3 minutes per person or topic. If your item requires extended discussion, please discuss with the chairman to calendar the matter for the next airport meeting. Anybody from the... Yes. Please sign in, please.
There's no sign-in sheet here. I just had one brief comment, and I'm sorry that Bob Dickinson is not here. I wanted to recognize to this board the impact of the local EAA for Carson City in conjunction with Skyfair. It was held on September the 10th. They came over and did the entire Young Eagle program, and I want to say that they got 120 young people from our community up in the air exposed to general aviation. 120, I thought that was phenomenal. And in addition to that, they signed up another 70 that are going to go up next in October with our local EAA. Bob Dickinson and Carol really chaired that. They spearheaded the whole thing, and I just want to publicly acknowledge their service and thank them.
Thank you. Okay, the next item is consent agenda, and we have nothing on the consent agenda, so we can go to item G, public hearings, and we really don't have anything on that, so we'll have
one
item? Okay, pardon me. Discussion of possible action regarding AIP 3-32-0004-21, potential change orders and project status of Taxiway Delta West construction. Jim?
Right. This will be a non-action item because it's just informational, just a status report. Granite's on schedule. They've finished all the underground improvements. They're placing the aggregate base this week. They plan to pave on Monday. And then once that's completed, they'll do some minor earthwork to shoulder up the taxiway. And then the medium intensity taxiway lighting will start underway. So we're going to keep the taxiway closed while they work, because there's really no need to open it up. But if there's an emergency and you need to use the taxiway, just try to let us know in advance. So financially, we ran into some unexpected water lines that while we were installing the storm drain. And to date, We've anticipate a change order of like $14,700, but there is an item that is unused that accounts for about $8,000 that we can reduce the overrun by. So all in all, what that does is we had a somewhat of a contingency under the administration for the Carson City Airport Authority. That number in there is what we use to offset overruns. And the numbers I'm looking at are a little bit different than what I submitted to you in the memo. On the last page of the memo is a financial summary, but most of this information is as of last Friday, and I updated it as of today just to see where we really stood, and we're in very good shape. I don't see this project running over budget. I expect it to get finished ahead of schedule. Anyway, things are looking very good for this project. So with that, are there any questions on it?
Jim, is the on this sheet that you gave us?
Yes.
Is it the change order number one? Is that what you're talking about? That's actually
yes.
14,
that's
000?
Correct. It, yeah. Okay. Instead of $10,400, it's really going to be in more in the range of $14,740. But to offset that, we have an item that's valued at $8,000 that we're not going to use, so we're going to be able to reduce that $14,000 down to $6,740. So that's what the potential change order with Granite will be. And then, like I said, we've got money built into the whole project budget that can absorb that amount.
Jim, so we ran into water pipes that were not on any of the construction drawings of the airport? Is this
no, they were in plan view. We knew that they were there. The thing was we didn't know their depths. And so, for instance, we replaced a storm drain pipe out there that at approximately the same elevation. But when we got there, it was – the water line's too close to the storm drain, needed to be relocated, things like that. It was just unforeseen conditions and shouldn't be an issue getting reimbursed by the FAA to cover the cost.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions from the board members? Anybody from the public? Okay. We'll go to item H, please, airport engineer's report.
Yeah, I just have a couple of items. The environmental assessment, the FAA has indicated that they will be finished with their review. Well, we did receive the review comments already. And so our environmental group is addressing their questions, and then should be taken care of shortly. And somehow I'm getting some feedback here. On the main apron reconstruction, we've been, our geotechnical sub-consultant has been doing some borings on the apron. I'm not sure if they've interrupted any air traffic at all. But we wanted to warn everyone that they are out there doing borings and investigating the conditions of the soil underneath the apron right now so that they can write up a soils report for the design of the project.
Okay. Okay. One other thing I just asked you to do, that you've got some potential airport closures, so if we could announce that to the public and to the public listening to us or something like that, the dates and all that. You're going to take that under management? Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, that's all I've got. If you've got any questions.
Board members, questions? Public?
One question. Will the removal of the hill west of Goney Road, is that going through as far as the FAA is concerned?
Well, it's on our airport capital improvement program. It's shown there. It doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to be done. The initial thing we had to do was have this environmental assessment done for that particular project, as well as the reconstruction of the north apron and the overlay of the perimeter road, those three projects. Now, we do show that project being done, I believe, in a couple of years. But the first hurdle is to get our environmental clearance. And then once that's done and we show interest to the FAA that we really want to pursue that, then they will fund it.
Very well. Nothing more from you. That's correct, Jim?
That's it.
Okay. Airport manager's report, please. Jim?
Okay. Just a follow-up on the holes being bored, even though it's not scientific. Sierra Engineering said it was looking very clean. We were concerned about the area where the old fuel pumps were, the fuel tanks were, and they said it looked really not really good under there. So we were concerned that they might find some contaminated soil. But, of course, it's not scientific. It's just what he was telling me. Going into that, outside of that, the AFD, the Airport Facility Directory, has been updated to reflect that the 1,000-foot AGL pattern altitude is in effect now on the AFD, and also a notification in there that our calm wind runway is runway 27. Regarding the runway closures for the construction, tomorrow, Thursday, September 22nd, between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., the runway will be closed. They will be putting, Granite's going to be putting in the base and making it ready for paving. And so they are taking that four-hour block to take care of that. On Monday, September 26th, the airport, the runway will be closed all day, maybe even into Tuesday. Hopefully they can get it completed in such a time that we can get it reopened as quickly as possible. It looks
Tim,
like all day Monday.
Could I clarify something? What this is there's a tiny sliver from the new taxiway that we're constructing that encroaches within 200 feet from the runway. And that's the only reason why we have to shut down the runway, because we'll have men and equipment within a critical safety area.
Thank you.
And like I said, it may go into Tuesday, but hopefully that won't happen. They'll have it completed Monday afternoon. Steve Takis had met at a meeting a guy named John Mettelstadt. He's the new manager for National Weather Service in Reno. I revised my request for terminal area forecast to Mr. Mettelstadt, and today he responded, and he's going to look into it. He'll get back to us sometime next week when he has a chance, so hopefully this will be put together. And that's really all I have for the
question. Just one little question. Are we ready for winter?
Do we have a choice?
Equipment-wise.
Tractor's up and running. It's been, Gary's been on it almost every day. The truck has been serviced, and it's going to be moved over here when it starts getting cold to the terminal. And he'll be doing some other pre-maintenance checks. So, yes, we're ready.
Tim, the times I have on this email for Monday are 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. Are those correct times?
Those are correct times.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, that's all I've got. If you've got any questions.
Board members, questions? Public?
One question. Will the removal of the hill west of Goney Road, is that going through as far as the FAA is concerned?
Well, it's on our airport capital improvement program. It's shown there. It doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to be done. The initial thing we had to do was have this environmental assessment done for that particular project, as well as the reconstruction of the north apron and the overlay of the perimeter road, those three projects. Now, we do show that project being done, I believe, in a couple of years. But the first hurdle is to get our environmental clearance, and then once that's done and we show interest to the FAA that we really want to pursue that, then they will fund it.
Very well. Nothing more from you. That's correct, Jim?
That's it.
Okay, airport manager's report, please. Jim?
Okay, just a follow-up on the holes being bored, even though it's not scientific. Sierra Engineering said it was looking very clean. We were concerned about the area where the old fuel pumps were, the fuel tanks were, and they said it looked really not really good under there. So we were concerned that they might find some contaminated soil. But, of course, it's not scientific. It's just what he was telling me. Going into that, outside of that, the AFD, the Airport Facility Directory, has been updated to reflect that the 1,000-foot AGL pattern altitude is in effect now on the AFD, and also a notification in there that our calm wind runway is runway 27. Regarding the runway closures for the construction, tomorrow, Thursday, September 22nd, between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., the runway will be closed. They will be putting, Granite's going to be putting in the base and making it ready for paving. And so they are taking that four-hour block to take care of that. On Monday, September 26th, the airport, the runway will be closed all day, maybe even into Tuesday. Hopefully they can get it completed in such a time that we can get it reopened as quickly as possible. It looks
Tim,
like all day Monday.
Could I clarify something? What this is there's a tiny sliver from the new taxiway that we're constructing that encroaches within 200 feet from the runway. And that's the only reason why we have to shut down the runway, because we'll have men and equipment within a critical safety area.
Thank you.
And like I said, it may go into Tuesday, but hopefully that won't happen. They'll have it completed Monday afternoon. Steve Takis had met at a meeting a guy named John Mettelstadt. He's the new manager for National Weather Service in Reno. I revised my request for terminal area forecast to Mr. Mettelstadt, and today he responded, and he's going to look into it. He'll get back to us sometime next week when he has a chance, so hopefully this will be put together. And that's really all I have for the
question. Just one little question. Are we ready for winter?
Do we have a choice?
Equipment-wise.
Tractor's up and running. It's been Gary's been on it almost every day. The truck has been serviced, and it's going to be moved over here when it starts getting cold to the terminal, and he'll be doing some other pre-maintenance checks. So yes, we're ready.
Tim, the times I have on this email for Monday are 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. Are those correct times?
Those are correct times.
Okay. And if you do have to go into Tuesday, you'll give us as much notice.
I will. I'll know hopefully by noon Monday, and then at that point, if there is, I will put out another email and contact flight service with a NOTAM request.
Okay. Any comments from the public, please?
Well, I was sure somebody would ask this question, but they didn't. So what kind of feedback are you getting from the tenants on the airport as far as closing during business days?
So far, we've had no comments.
Okay. All right. Was there any consideration to maybe closing on Saturday as opposed to the business week?
I asked them if we could do this on the weekend, and apparently that couldn't be done.
Why not?
I can't tell you. I don't know.
Why not?
Actually, I don't think that the work is going to be that extensive. We're shutting down the runway for that period of time, but we don't think it's necessary for that entire time. So once it's ready to open, the access will be taken down and it won't be an issue. We anticipate really the work taking maybe 1 hour on one day, and then when they actually pave it, that it'll take maybe a couple hours.
And then does it have to, like, set up or?
No.
Okay, you just open it? Well, then in that case, would you do LRO the favor of calling and letting us know rather than sending email or anything, just call over?
I will.
Okay, all right.
I will do that.
Thank you.
One of the concerns was we tried to keep it open.
I know.
And unfortunately, the FAA just wouldn't allow it.
Well, it's the business days that we tend to be busier, and so it really hurts us more to be closed on those days.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, a comment on that. Once you've told in a NOTAM that it's going to be closed for 7 hours or 8 hours during the day, then you won't get any business whatsoever, because they won't they can't plan a trip to say we're coming at 4 o'clock maybe if it's going to open up. So
I agree, and it's such a small area that has to be taken care of. It shouldn't take too long, but this is the timing that they gave us.
Well, and the other thing is if something will go wrong, you know, it'll happen. So even though we think that if everything went perfect, it'd only take an hour to get it done, something might come up. And so we wanted to make sure that we had the NOTAM to cover sufficient time to have a lot of mistakes and still get it accomplished.
Very well. Okay, we got airport manager's report. You have nothing more, Tim?
No, that's all.
Okay. Legal counsel report, please.
I just have two items. The first one is we have an albatross that has not paid us rent for tie down for a pretty long time. And so we sent a notification to the owner listed in the FAA records asking for payment and telling him that if we don't get paid, we'll pursue a lien. We got no response, so we took the next step and actually gave him notification of that we're going to sell his aircraft under the lien. And so we have a lien sale set for September 28th to sell one of those two albatrosses that is sitting out in the dirt along 523. And we're following the process that's set forth under the Nevada law and the FAA law to proceed with it. In the past, where we've gone down this route, someone has always come up and paid the amount that was due before the lien sale. But here, we haven't been getting any response back. We also mailed notification not only to the entity shown on the FAA records, but also to a guy named Mark Jones, who the information we got from Dennis Buin is that somehow he is behind this LLC that's shown as the owner. And that has not resulted in any kind of feedback either. So if we don't get any feedback on September 28th, we will attempt to sell that albatross for our storage fees and the costs of going through the lien sale, which is almost $3,000, $29,000.
And if you do have to go into Tuesday, you'll give us as much notice as possible.
I will. I'll know hopefully by noon Monday, and then at that point, if there is, I will put out another email and contact flight service with a NOTAM request.
Okay, any comments from the public, please?
Well, I was sure somebody would ask this question, but they didn't. So what kind of feedback are you getting from the tenants on the airport as far as closing during business days?
So far, we've had no comments.
Okay. All right. Was there any consideration to maybe closing on Saturday as opposed to the business week?
I asked them if we could do this on the weekend, and apparently that couldn't be done.
Why not?
I can't tell you. I don't know.
Why not?
Actually, I don't think that the work is going to be that extensive. We're shutting down the runway for that period of time, but we don't think it's necessary for that entire time. So once it's ready to open, the access will be taken down and it won't be an issue. We anticipate really the work taking maybe 1 hour on one day, and then when they actually pave it, that it'll take maybe a couple hours.
And then does it have to, like, set up or?
No.
Okay, can you just open it? Well, then in that case, would you do LRO the favor of calling and letting us know rather than sending email or anything? Just call over.
I will.
Okay. All right.
I will do that.
Thank you.
One of the concerns was we tried to keep it open.
I know.
And unfortunately, the FAA just wouldn't allow it.
Well, it's the business days that we tend to be busier, and so it really hurts us more to be closed on those days.
Yeah.
Thank you.
A comment on that. Once you've told in a NOTAM that it's going to be closed for 7 hours or 8 hours during the day, then you won't get any business whatsoever, because they won't they can't plan a trip to say we're coming at 4 o'clock maybe if it's going to open up. So
I agree, and it's such a small area that has to be taken care of. It shouldn't take too long, but this is the timing that they gave us.
Well, and the other thing is if something will go wrong, you know it'll happen. So even though we think that if everything went perfect, it'd only take an hour to get it done, something might come up. And so we wanted to make sure that we had the NOTAM to cover sufficient time to have a lot of mistakes and still get it accomplished.
Very well. Okay, we got airport manager's report. Do you have nothing more, Tim?
No, that's all.
Okay. Legal counsel report, please.
I have two items. The first one is we have an albatross that has not paid us rent for tie down for a pretty long time. And so we sent a notification to the owner listed in the FAA records asking for payment and telling them that if we don't get paid, we'll pursue a lien. We got no response, so we took the next step and actually gave him notification of that we're going to sell his aircraft under the lien. And so we have a lien sale set for September 28th to sell one of those two albatrosses that is sitting out in the dirt along 523. And we're following the process that's set forth under the Nevada law and the FAA law to proceed with it. In the past, where we've gone down this route, someone has always come up and paid the amount that was due before the lien sale. But here, we haven't been getting any response back. We also mailed notification not only to the entity shown on the FAA records, but also to a guy named Mark Jones, who the information we got from Dennis Buin is that somehow he is behind this LLC that's shown as the owner. And that has not resulted in any kind of feedback either. So if we don't get any feedback on September 28th, we will attempt to sell that albatross for our storage fees and the costs of going through the lien sale, which is almost $3,000, $2,940. Now, Dennis Buin says that he also has a lien, and he has recorded a lien with the FAA for work that he has done on that aircraft that he hasn't been paid for. So my expectation is that he's probably hoping that we will get enough to cover his bill and our bill. However, we're the ones proceeding with the lien sale, so we actually come in first, even though he recorded his lien earlier. Again, I hope the guy shows up and just pays his bill, but if he doesn't, I think some aluminum scrap dealer could probably have a field day with an albatross. But anyway, that's one item. The other item I wanted to mention to you is just bring you up to date on the KCXP Investments, Inc., their KCXP Investments, LLC, excuse me. As you know, we discovered that they had actually pledged their lease as collateral for a bank loan, or actually two bank loans, totaling $5.7 million. We notified them that they were in breach of the terms of their lease because their lease, as do all the other leases on the airport, say you can't go out and pledge your lease as collateral for a loan unless you have airport authority approval. And we have in the past proceeded down that route of having somebody come to us and get our approval to pledge their lease as collateral for a loan. And so these guys did not. we gave them notification. The response we got to our notification was from their bankruptcy lawyer basically saying there's a bankruptcy stay in place and you can't take any enforcement steps against us. And the stays under bankruptcy are very broad and very very effective. And so we really weren't able to do anything. Well, earlier this year, we discovered, actually I think May or June, we discovered that they had dismissed their own bankruptcy. So in other words, the bankruptcy didn't go all the way to fruition where debts were released. Instead, they went in and said, look, we figured out a way to pay off all our debts and satisfy the bank. And so they dismissed the bankruptcy. So we renewed our letter to them. And I got a very apologetic phone call from Tom McManus, who manages the financial side of KCXP Investments, saying that clearly they didn't look at the documents closely enough. Both they and the bank should have looked at this, but they did not, that they would take steps to remedy it. Under the terms of their lease, it says that if you're in breach, you have 30 days to cure it, or if it's something that would ordinarily take longer than 30 days, as long as you start to correct it and diligently pursue it, you're not, your lease can't be terminated. So his response to me, which really wasn't so much tied to the lease, I think it was just a candid response saying, what do we need to do to make this right? We want to be working cooperatively with the airport authority, not working against them. And so we discussed what steps they were taking to remedy the breach, and the short version of that is they've committed to the bank that the sale of the hangars will go directly to pay down the loan, and they are actively trying to sell the hangars now. He's notified put that in writing to us, and my recommendation is we see how that goes. I mean, I think at this point we need to take them at their word that they are diligently pursuing a remedy of this situation. If we sense that they are not pursuing it, then I think we need to renew our claim and either take action, terminate the lease, or take some other enforcement action. But at this point, I think that I have to say that I agree somewhat with Mr. McManus that our goal is that everybody succeeds in this process. And that means that they sell their hangars and we have aircraft that are filling those hangars that are also going to be subject to personal property tax, which results in revenue to us. But it just overall, it's just better utilization of our airport. And so as long as they're on that path and we're on that path, I think that's a good way to proceed. So that's my report. I give it to you. It's not an action item. But if this is an item in which you do want to take some action, then you just need to let me know and we'll put it on a future agenda. And we'll ask, you know, KCXP to be here to respond. But I think at this point, I think the course that we're on right now is probably the best one to be on. And that is my legal report. I'm available for questions if you have any. $2,940. Now, Dennis Buen says that he also has a lien, and he has recorded a lien with the FAA for work that he has done on that aircraft that he hasn't been paid for. So my expectation is that he's probably hoping that we will get enough to cover his bill and our bill. However, we're the ones proceeding with the lien sale, so we actually come in first, even though he recorded his lien earlier. Again, I hope the guy shows up and just pays his bill, but if he doesn't, I think some aluminum scrap dealer could probably have a field day with an albatross. But anyway, that's one item. The other item I wanted to mention to you is just bring you up to date on the KCXP Investments, Inc., their KCXP Investments, LLC, excuse me. As you know, we discovered that they had actually pledged their lease as collateral for a bank loan, or actually two bank loans, totaling $5.7 million. We notified them that they were in breach of the terms of their lease because their lease, as do all the other leases on the airport, say you can't go out and pledge your lease as collateral for a loan unless you have airport authority approval. And we have in the past proceeded down that route of having somebody come to us and get our approval to pledge their lease as collateral for a loan. And so these guys did not. we gave them notification. The response we got to our notification was from their bankruptcy lawyer basically saying there's a bankruptcy stay in place and you can't take any enforcement steps against us. And the stays under bankruptcy are very broad and very very effective. And so we really weren't able to do anything. Well, earlier this year, we discovered, actually I think May or June, we discovered that they had dismissed their own bankruptcy. So in other words, the bankruptcy didn't go all the way to fruition where debts were released. Instead, they went in and said, look, we figured out a way to pay off all our debts and satisfy the bank. And so they dismissed the bankruptcy. So we renewed our letter to them. And I got a very apologetic phone call from Tom McManus, who manages the financial side of KCXP Investments, saying that clearly they didn't look at the documents closely enough. Both they and the bank should have looked at this, but they did not, that they would take steps to remedy it. Under the terms of their lease, it says that if you're in breach, you have 30 days to cure it, or if it's something that would ordinarily take longer than 30 days, as long as you start to correct it and diligently pursue it, you're not, your lease can't be terminated. So his response to me, which really wasn't so much tied to the lease, I think it was just a candid response saying, what do we need to do to make this right? We want to be working cooperatively with the airport authority, not working against them. And so we discussed what steps they were taking to remedy the breach, and the short version of that is they've committed to the bank that the sale of the hangars will go directly to pay down of the loan, and they are actively trying to sell the hangars now. He's notified put that in writing to us, and my recommendation is we see how that goes. I mean, I think at this point we need to take them at their word that they are diligently pursuing a remedy of the situation. If we sense that they are not pursuing it, then I think we need to renew our claim and either take action, terminate the lease, or take some other enforcement action. But at this point, I think that I have to say that I agree somewhat with Mr. McManus that our goal is that everybody succeeds in this process. And that means that they sell their hangars and we have aircraft that are filling those hangars that are also going to be subject to personal property tax, which results in revenue to us. But it just overall, it's just better utilization of our airport. And so as long as they're on that path and we're on that path, I think that's a good way to proceed. So that's my report. I give it to you. It's not an action item. But if this is an item in which you do want to take some action, then you just need to let me know and we'll put it on a future agenda. And we'll ask, you know, KCXP to be here to respond. But I think at this point, I think the course that we're on right now is probably the best one to be on. And that is my legal report. I'm available for questions if you have any.
Board members?
How going back to the albatross.
Yes.
How much is owed on that lease?
His storage fees, he hasn't paid. It's $90 a month for large aircraft. That's what we've been charging. And he hasn't paid since May of 2010. And so that adds up to $1,440. That would have been through August, through August 1st. $1,440. And then to that, I added legal expenses because we have to do publications of notices, we have to make filings, and it takes a bunch of my time that I don't think it's appropriate for the airport authority to have to pay for. And so we added in $1,500 in legal expenses and fees. And I think from the other lien sales that I've seen, that's a pretty reasonable price. And so that's what it gets up to. Why he would not respond earlier, he should have responded to the first notification and said, okay, great, I'll pay your $1,440, we would have been done. But now that he's made us, by not responding, he's forcing us basically to go down this path. That's the direction we're going. And the legal expenses and fees and the cost of publication, the statute permits us to recover those in the lien sale, expressly permits us.
Okay, so if we end up having to go through the sale, if the price retrieved for the aircraft is just a little more than this, how does that affect the other lien holder?
Well, my thought is any amounts over this could go next to the other lien holder, and then any amounts over that go back to the owner of the aircraft.
Okay.
And at least that's the way I read the statute. And so, it's kind of funny because even though I've been involved in lien sales of automobiles, every one that we've done on an aircraft, at least as long as I've been here at the airport, which is about, 15, 20 years, someone's always shown up and paid before we got to the lien sale. The last one, they waited till the morning of the lien sale to pay. I'm just kind of surprised. In all cases, all those cases, we at least had some contact from them beforehand, so we had dialogue going. In this case, we haven't had any dialogue.
And so, but if the sale goes through, we recover our money, but the second lien holder doesn't recover theirs, is there a problem? I guess that's what I'm getting at. Is there a problem with the sale then being final? Does the second lien holder have a position that could hold up our position?
No, it does not.
Okay.
It does not. I mean, this is kind of like a mortgage foreclosure. Whoever takes the action to do it eclipses the other debts that are out there. I mean, and Dennis may want to show up and bid in for it to kind of protect his position, which frequently happens with other people that have, like second mortgages and things like that. I have to believe that the aircraft is worth considerably more than $2,900. I mean, just the aluminum content on a scrap market's got to be worth more than that. But, we did have a lot of interest. The last time we started a lien sale process on an albatross, which was not this albatross, it's the other one that was out there, we had a lot of interest from the scrap dealers. They were kind of salivating over this thing, and of course I think they were bummed when the owner came in and paid us just before the sale happened. But it's a beautiful airplane. It'd look great in your yard or in your in your driveway or on your taxiway.
I'd like to interject. Just talking to Dennis Buin, he said that aircraft needs some part replaced, but it is flyable. Other than it being out of annual. But I do have another question about that. If the owner was to pay the lien, do we have the right to ask him to remove the aircraft from the airport?
Yes, we do. We have that right at any time. And the way we've structured the lien sale, the notice says that the owner buys it as is, and the owner must remove it within 30 days. So if someone comes in and buys it during the lien sale, they've got 30 days to move it out.
Good, thank you.
Thank you all. Any more questions? Board members?
How going back to the albatross.
Yes.
How much is owed on that lease?
His storage fees, he hasn't paid. It's $90 a month for large aircraft. That's what we've been charging. And he hasn't paid since May of 2010. And so that adds up to $1,440. That would have been through August, through August 1st. $1,440. And then to that, I added legal expenses because we have to do publications of notices, we have to make filings, and it takes a bunch of my time that I don't think it's appropriate for the airport authority to have to pay for. And so we added in $1,500 in legal expenses and fees. And I think from the other lien sales that I've seen, that's a pretty reasonable price. And so that's what it gets up to. Why he would not respond earlier, he should have responded to the first notification and said, okay, great, I'll pay your $1,440, we would have been done. But now that he's made us, by not responding, he's forcing us basically to go down this path. That's the direction we're going. And the legal expenses and fees and the cost of publication, the statute permits us to recover those in the lien sale, expressly permits us.
Okay, so if we end up having to go through the sale, if the price retrieved for the aircraft is just a little more than this, how does that affect the other lien holder?
Well, my thought is any amounts over this could go next to the other lien holder, and then any amounts over that go back to the owner of the aircraft.
Okay.
And at least that's the way I read the statute. And so, it's kind of funny because even though I've been involved in lien sales of automobiles, every one that we've done on an aircraft, at least as long as I've been here at the airport, which is about, 15, 20 years, someone's always shown up and paid before we got to the lien sale. The last one, they waited till the morning of the lien sale to pay. But I'm just kind of surprised. In all cases, all those cases, we at least had some contact from them beforehand, so we had dialogue going. In this case, we haven't had any dialogue.
And so, but if the sale goes through, we recover our money, but the second lien holder doesn't recover theirs, is there a problem? I guess that's what I'm getting at. Is there a problem with the sale then being final? Does the second lien holder have a position that could hold up our position?
No, it does not.
Okay.
It does not. I mean, this is kind of like a mortgage foreclosure. Whoever takes the action to do it eclipses the other debts that are out there. I mean, and Dennis may want to show up and bid in for it to kind of protect his position, which frequently happens with other people that have, like second mortgages and things like that. I have to believe that the aircraft is worth considerably more than $2,900. I mean, just the aluminum content on a scrap market's got to be worth more than that. But, we did have a lot of interest. The last time we started a lien sale process on Albatross, which was not this Albatross, it's the other one that was out there, we had a lot of interest from the scrap dealers. They were kind of salivating over this thing, and of course I think they were bummed when the owner came in and paid us just before the sale happened. But it's a beautiful airplane. It'd look great in your yard or in your in your driveway or on your taxiway.
I'd like to interject. Just talking to Dennis Buin, he said that aircraft needs some part replaced, but it is flyable. Other than it being out of annual. But I do have another question about that. If the owner was to pay the lien, do we have the right to ask him to remove the aircraft from the airport?
Yes, we do. We have that right at any time. And The way we've structured the lien sale, the notice says that the owner buys it as is, and the owner must remove it within 30 days. So if someone comes in and buys it during the lien sale, they've got 30 days to move it out.
Good, thank you.
Thank you all. Any more questions? Okay. Treasurer's report, please.
I've handed out the monthly budget report for August, and if there's any questions, happy to answer them. If not, I can report our bank balance, which is $501,580.25. So a little bit better than last time. We've got some more money in the bank. That's all I've got.
Questions? Report from authority members, Ray?
Yeah, I just have one thing, just kind of an informational item. The company that runs the gravel pit out by the dump, just above the dump, they've applied for and received permits to do blasting out there, and they're going to be doing blasting during the week. Till the middle of December, I believe, starting at the end of this month and going until the middle of December. Again, we don't know what times they're going to be doing the blasting. They'll be doing the blasting as they need to, but they have the permit for that time.
I have nothing. Alex, nothing?
Just out of curiosity, do we know why they're blasting up there?
It's like a rock quarry, and they do the blasting to obtain the large rock so they can run it through their grinders for the smaller rock.
Do they need any more rock?
I don't know.
Well, I think Mr. Matthews did have some discussions with our airport about purchasing some of our rock. I don't know how cost feasible that's turned out to be. But I don't think that's the case. I should have also mentioned, too, Mr. Matthews did come back and file a new application to the Planning Commission, which represents the four wind turbines, the shorter wind turbines that we considered here at, I guess it was the last meeting or the meeting before. And so it looks like we're in step in terms of what he's filing in front of the Planning Commission is the same thing that you guys looked at from his presentation. And, of course, included in there is still that FAA finding that unless Carson Parker closes its strip or otherwise changes it to a private airport or something like that, he can't go above 120 feet, and he wants to go to 199 feet. So. Unless he resolves that with Carson Parker, I don't think he's going to be going forward.
Thank you. Any item M here is agenda items for the next regular meeting. Anybody have one that they request?
No, nothing yet.
Just continue the same item that I've got.
All right.
Actually, I correct myself. I can't remember the name of the school, but the people that put on the space day at the Carson service hangar, apparently they may have a 727 donated to them. They'd like to bring it to the airport and use it as a training device to train kids in aviation. It will, once it gets here, it will be grounded, but they're just talking about it now. It's not on the next agenda, but it will probably be soon as they can organize their school.
That'll be interesting. Okay, action on adjournment.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion to adjourn. We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Not in favor? I didn't think so. Meeting's gone.
We actually got to vote on something.
Yeah, I was leaving.
Vote on quitting.
Vote to be done.